Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is the essence of what God is looking for us. It's not some fancy something or other. It's so simple that we miss it. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love. I'm thankful that there's a love that takes away fear instead of giving it. The devil wants to make us afraid to come into the light and find out about our needs, because it'll mess everything up. But there's no fear in this kind of love. I wonder what difference it would make if we were that way with each other more than we are. Yeah, we got room to grow, don't we? And the Lord loves us enough to tell us about it. But he's not telling us to make us feel bad or feel rejected or somehow, you know, discourage us. It's to lift us up and say, this is the way. Do this, and I will be in you. I will be in your midst, and I will be active in your midst in ways you can't even imagine. There's nothing that I can't do, but I want to work in you and through you. Don't get in my way. I think a lot of times that's what we do. No fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Now, because fear has to do with punishment. See, you got a legalistic situation where I've got to do this to be accepted, to be loved. Now you got grounds for fear. That's what the devil wants to paint. Thank God it's not that way. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this commandment: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. There's not a thing we've said this morning we haven't heard before. But I just have this sense that this is what we need to hear today. You see, we need not just what Jesus said, we need what he's saying. Yes. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying in the church. Yes. And he's saying it to me. I need to check up and check, what are my attitudes toward other people? How do I treat them? Was that Jesus coming out? And then we need to recognize our needs. But we can do that in the context of a God who shines a light because of love, not to make us afraid to come into that light. Yes, it'll show my need, but I will experience more of his love in that. And the more I experience of his love and mercy to me, the more I can show it to somebody else, and they're going to see him, they're going to come to know him, and he's going to change their hearts and their lives. And it's going to be a living faith and a living hope instead of just a religion that we practice. What do we want? I believe there's a good company of people here who want him. So we just need to listen to his voice, don't we? And do what he says. And know that his every motive in his heart is one of love toward us. To him be the glory. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. I just couldn't sit back there with my heart beating out of my chest. I tell you what's come forward this morning has been a continuing conversation with the Lord and I for all week. I mean, all week, just about love. And I didn't know a thing about love when the Lord saved me. I didn't even like people. And he called me to do something that you had to have love to do. And I'm going to tell you what, I had to ask the Lord to help me with that. But this week, the Lord's been, as I sit quietly, it started out with the Lord. He's started this playing back. When I first got saved, and the Lord started helping me. And I had to learn about love. My life at that point had been a life of just gloom and oppression. But when the Lord saved me, He made me happy. And He started teaching me about love. And one thing Brother Phil said up here was so true, is in the beginning, He put people in my life that was, I'm going to tell you what, I think I shared it more than one time, several incidents with people that, I mean, the Lord sent them to knock these handles off of me that the devil could grab and do me anyway. And that's what it was all about. And the Lord used them. And I used to say, there was one guy in particular, Lord, I wish You would use somebody else every once in a while. Because I'm going to tell you. But as the Lord this week was it was so amazing after hearing Brother Phil, this instant replay of going through this in the beginning. And, you know, I came back here 5 years ago, and the Lord had really done something in my life with loving people in that 7 years that was just simply amazing. I was totally changed. I was made different. And it was not easy. It was a very hard thing to go through. And then I'm here, and everything completely changed. And I really didn't know why. Lord, why are You doing this? I mean, you know, I went from being in a place where Jesus Christ was in my ear, and He was powerful, and He had a plan, and it was, we were moving forward, to coming home and it being really quiet. And the Lord got quiet. And I had to sit down and be still and learn a whole nother ball game from what I was used to. And the Lord didn't say, well, this is the plan and we're going to do this and going to do that. I mean, you learn, and you learn from mistakes. And I got up here and I made mistakes. But the love that flowed out of you people never changed. This is what the Lord was getting to this week. And I realized, though, I had learned how to love others, I had to learn how to receive love, too. And it was just an epiphany. And as I understand why God had done what He had done, and realizing where I was at, and I didn't know. I didn't know until the Lord started to tell me. My whole life had conditioned me to a point where I couldn't receive love, though I would go to the point I was willing to love everybody, do what the Lord told me. I was still, and didn't know it, at a place where I was not feeling, and that's a wrong word to use, and it's almost hard to describe, but I needed to be willing to be loved. And I know that in my life that caused me problems in the world before I came to the Lord, because I had problems with that. And the Lord started laying them things out, and I didn't even know it. I wasn't walking around conscious, this is the way you are. I didn't know it until the Lord started revealing this 5-year plan I'd been through. Basically, a 5-year plan. And I was just amazed What? This did have a purpose. It did have a plan. God's silence, what he was doing, had a plan, had a purpose. Every failure, everything, God had a plan. He used it all. And some of you people, I'm going to tell you what, the love that flowed out of this place. I mean, it finally hit me, and I was sitting there this week, and certain incidents with certain people, and the love that flowed out of that, and the Lord just put a magnifying glass on it. I want to tell you something. I love y'all, and I'm glad I'm getting love, too. I really do, and I care about you folks. And I think going forward, I don't know what's going to happen with this mission team thing. But I'm going to tell you what. There is a lot of opportunity in this to learn a lot about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because I certainly did. I seen the Lord work and do things. I prayed with men that needed miracles. And praise God, I seen God answer their prayers and do miracles. I seen it. I could sit up here and just talk one thing right after another of the things I witnessed the Lord do in people's lives, for them, around them, you want all kind of stuff, all kind of situations. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ can do anything. Anything. Even use us. And I don't care where you are, the Lord can use you. I remember a time Brother Phil said something one time I'll never forget because it helped me so much up there. And he said, you can look back on where you were back then. And you know and look where you was at spiritually. And in spite of where you was at spiritually, God was using you anyway. Ain't that wonderful? We you know, you ain't got to be anybody. You ain't got to have no experience. You ain't got to have anything but Jesus Christ to accomplish everything. And many times it's all about just making a decision to believe God and step forward. Amen. And he will take care of the details. Amen. I've seen it time and time again. But if you want to learn a few things about Jesus Christ, you get involved with a whole bunch of people that need Jesus Christ. Praise God. Brother Phil, I'm going to tell you what this message was. Jesus Christ, come down.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.